It's interesting to read speculation on what humanity might be like if we lived forever. One of the ways that I see that explored is in fantasy role-playing games with usually elves and dwarves. They're very long-lived species. And there's a couple of different approaches. One is the sort of peak early and progress very slowly after that point. The other is to sort of peak very slowly and inexplicably never quite reach full maturity. The elves tend to be an example of the latter, where they don't really hit maturity until they're 100 or something. And it always raises that weird question. If you meet an elf when they're 60 and they've lived in as much potentially as a 60-year-old human, why are they so, inexperienced, or how are they immature? Are they literally like children, or do they have really slow learning cycles? How does that work? The other side of that, of course, is that living a really long time means usually they have a time scale which is unfathomable to the shorter lived species like humans. So the idea that an elf might take 100 years to perfect a particular poem, whereas, of course, a human might not live 100 years and has to pack all their experience in there, presents interesting questions. Or is it the sort of thing where, sure, they took 100 years to perfect that particular poem, but they were doing other stuff. And the problem with that in a role-playing game sense is that it essentially turns them into superhumans. We would expect them to be just as motivated and just as busy as regular people, essentially, but they will have done everything. Of course, Highlander tackled this a different way, where essentially they just had them, like some of the immortals just sort of kicked around. They didn't really pay much attention to what was going on, which is probably a more realistic approach to most human beings. But the biggest limit on all that, to me, is memory. I've lived a few decades now. And if I had good recall on what happened in all of those details, all of those 4 decades, I'd probably be a phenomenal human being. As it is, I'm okay. But I'm definitely not on the scale of having lived a half century. And when I reach an older age, there, of course, will be some degeneration. But I didn't need the degeneration to already have bad memory. Also, not really structuring my life to be remembered in that way. I'm not checking in or making a point of going over my experiences and memories and things like that. So, yeah, there's sort of a natural limitation of attention span, I guess, as well. And then, of course, there's one of the other big issues is you live for 1,000 years. Can you afford to live for 1,000 years? Most of us are scraping by. Do we want to scrape by for 1,000 years? There used to be a sense that as you progress through life, there was a reasonable chance that you would also progress on the economic scale. But it seems as though that scale has a big gap in the middle, and most people never go beyond the first small part of that gap. Very few people are in the middle of the gap, maybe none at all, and then it just is a massive jump up to an extraordinarily exponential number at that point, or exponential curve. So, you might want to live forever, but could you afford to? Another angle that I want to explore is the notion of alien intelligences. And this could be alien perceptrons, so they can literally see or smell or taste or feel things that we cannot. It might also be a larger capacity for memory or a larger capacity for mind. It might be that they do live long lives and are able to remember things. and can keep a very complicated, very large thing in working memory. We cheat a lot. I won't say cheat really, but we overcome our limitations by technology, and it would be understandable that aliens would as well. It doesn't seem to be the same sort of thing in fantasy circles, but the technology of language is one of our most efficient, ways of keeping more things in memory at once. But even then, if you've ever worked on a project of any significant size, you know that you can't work on the project all at once. You can't just be working on the project and go forward. You have to build out a larger plan. You have to build out scopes of things. You have to be able to look at that larger plan and be able to see where you can find efficiencies or parallel activities. You have to be able to focus in on small chunks at a time and then have check-ins if there are dependencies or cross-correlations or things that arise in one section that could affect something else. So that sort of meta level of comprehension has to be crafted separately, but in a related way to the work of the individual components. And the main reason for that is it's too complex for any one person to sort of understand it all at once. Generally, there are certainly exceptions. Human beings are filled with a lot of variability from both nature and nurture. So there are some people who certainly can keep everything in their head at once. Nikola Tesla, that was one of the famous stories about him, is that he would keep entire designs in his head until he felt that they were perfect in his mental experiments, and then he would write them all down. Probably not a smart plan for the rest of us. But given all this, what's the picture that emerges? The picture that emerges is of a somewhat limited being that manages to cope with somewhat larger things and over larger timescales, but doesn't necessarily do it all at the same time. Speaking of timescales, I'm also reminded of something which I actually looked up and was pleased to know that I was right. John Cage created a composition that he would never possibly hear. The composition called As Slow as Possible is said to take over 600 years to complete. It's filled with a lot of rests and long notes. It is actually playing out, I see if I have that here, in Halberstadt, I believe. I'm assuming that's probably in Germany, but it will take 639 years to complete. So well beyond a person's lifespan. And there definitely have been buildings and creations and technologies which have taken multiple lifespans to come to full fruition. During a particular human lifespan, some things are added or changed or added to. We see that, we do have examples of that today, but when we look back in history, this seems to have been the more common feature. Things like the pyramids, or some of the, the beautiful buildings took multiple generations to complete. So, in a way, it's not a limitation anymore, but a way that we've overcome the lifespan of a human being. Today's question, which comes from Conversation Starters World, as usual, is this: are there limits to human creativity? And the answer, I think pretty evidently from what I've described so far, is definitely yes. We are limited in the perceptions that we have and probably in the conceptions we can have. It is pretty remarkable how far we can extend those into the hypothetical with things like language and stories. But I still think there's a limit there. The limit might be ever-changing. It might be that as humanity transforms and evolves, and its technology, more importantly, transforms and evolves, we will overcome what we had thought was a limit now. But I think that realistically, we have to think about how much a person can conceive of at once. Yanni, and it's terribly late. I do apologize for that. And the other side of this, though, is absolutely there are limits, and they are fantastic things. I won't speak too much about it at the moment, but I've certainly mentioned in the past the tyranny of the blank page. When presented with an open canvas with no guidance whatsoever, it can be very daunting to create anything until you've been able to add something which limits the number of things you're thinking about. It might be in story writing, limiting the particular characters. I went to see a play tonight, which was based on a historical event that took exactly 81 minutes. So they decided that the play would take exactly 81 minutes, even though it's not a recreation of the original event. In fact, it was somewhat of a fanciful reinterpretation, a very metaphorical, physically metaphorical, almost ballet-like at times presentation. And yet they came in exactly at 81 minutes. They did have a clock on stage, so that's how they managed to put that in there. But it was interesting, because that was a hard limitation they'd set for themselves. If they didn't finish by then, by the time the clock went off, they'd still be done. They would not continue the play. But as far as I can tell, they didn't run out of time at all. So yes, there are limits to human creativity. And I may be facing one myself. I've been wandering out loud. I am Mark the Encaffeinated One. I am but one being who, while has been thinking about things and stories for a long time, hasn't really seriously been thinking about contributing to stories and things all that much for less than half of my life, and to the serious end, probably less than a decade at this point. Well, maybe about a decade. And I decided to do this strange little podcast and discover that I could, and discover that the technical limitations weren't what I thought they were, but I may be facing those again. As the hosting company, which hosts my website, is concerned that I have a large number of files there and may decide to, force me to a higher tier, which I don't think that I could afford to do. So with that limitation in mind, I may actually come to an end of this particular project sooner rather than later. But I'm looking at options at the moment, but I figured I'd give whatever few people listen to this a little bit of warning. In any case, for the time being, the limitation is only the fact that I keep forgetting to do this earlier and face the clock at 2:30 in the morning and say, what was I going to think about again? And I'm probably going to do all of those terrible habits again tomorrow. With any luck, I won't be cut off by then. We'll talk to you then.